It does change you, and it gives you yaqeen and comfort. Look, I'll tell you from a psychological perspective. This tongue says the dhikr. The next thing that happens is that these ears hear it. These ears hear it, this mind registers it. This mind registers it, this heart starts to feel it. And then it pours out and the limbs start to actually take action. Do you see what I'm saying? But that, for that process to happen, requires over and over and over and over until it finally solidifies. Do you know what I mean? Inshallah. We'll take questions, inshallah, after. But I want you to think about that, because sometimes people are like, I don't know what the point of saying dhikr over and over and over and over. Mashallah, what do you do dhikr? It's something in which, because actually it's one of the antidotes, I'm kind of ahead of myself a little, but one of the antidotes for loneliness is dhikr. And dhikr is typically done alone. You can do it in a group if you wish, but it's typically done alone as well.